What's up, everybody? Thanks for pressing play today. In today's episode of Nerd Nostalgia, you're going to catch me, Irvin, giving you an instant kind of reaction to Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? Hey, man, you gotta learn the words. Sorry, had to go and do that. You can't not do that, right? I actually want to make a quick little note. I had previously recorded this. I did an instant reaction, but the software that I used, like in the middle of it, it cut out twice. So I was like, you know what? Let me take it off of there. I didn't even notice until way after. And so I took it down. I was like, I'll just re-record it. So while this isn't an instant reaction, I did write down all of my points just so I can give you pretty much that essence. That being said, I'm going to jump into it. No intro music, no nothing. I'm going to start chatting about it and try to get this as quick as possible to you guys. So it's a really entertaining movie. I had a lot of fun. I grew up watching these movies, so I was a big fan. It's very Michael Bay-esque. It's not directed by Michael Bay, so that's something to note, and I'll kind of jump into that here in a second. But I want to start talking about the cast. So obviously you have Will Smith reprising his role as Mike and Martin Lawrence reprising his role as Marcus, the tag team duo for this buddy cop film, right? Of course, you know Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, big stars. Martin Lawrence, you know, he had his show back in the day, Martin. Funny show. If you've never checked it out, try to find it. He's actually been in a lot of buddy cop type movies. He's been in National Security, Blue Streak. Then he's done some other stuff like Big Mama's House as well. Obviously, Will Smith has had a bigger, greater career. He's fallen on his face a few times with things like After Earth, and I heard recently Gemini Man. Although I did think that was an interesting concept and him kind of acting against himself. I would have loved to have seen that in theaters, but I didn't get the chance to check it out, so I will have to do that at some point. But you know him from different movies. He's been in Independence Day, I, Robot, I Am Legend, The Pursuit of Happiness, Hancock, Men in Black, and of course the Fresh Prince series. If you've never seen the Fresh Prince series, definitely got to check that out. It was a great TV show. Went on for years, and that's really what put him out there. A few of the other cast members that I want to talk about, one of the notable ones was Joe Pantoliano. You may recognize him as Cypher from The Matrix. He's been in a few other things, but that was the big role that I recognized him. Vanessa Hudgens is also in this movie. You'll recognize her from High School Musical, Journey to the Center of the Earth 2 or whatever with The Rock Johnson. But the big thing that put her on the map was that High School Musical. Although she did start acting at a young age, and I'm sure she's been in a bunch of other stuff. Another notable name was Alexander Ludwig. He was the Bjorn in Vikings, if you ever watched that show. He was also in the Hunger Games. He was from one of the districts that was basically like the warrior districts, and like they basically trained for the Hunger Games. And so he was one of the guys that was trying to kill old Katniss Everdeen. And then I remembered this. He was in a movie called Race to Witch Mountain with The Rock and another little young actress. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, that's the little boy from that movie. Continuing on, Charles Melton, really good, really cool, really nice. He seems in this one movie that I remembered him from was The Sun is Also a Star. And that's why I'm saying all those things. He was starring alongside Yara Shahidi. She's from Black-ish. That's where she started her career, or at least where I knew her from. But then she also went on to her own sitcom, Grown-ish. And it's basically her going through the adventures of college in modern day times. It's kind of relatable, you know, because college for the most part is the same. Studying, late hours, partying with your friends, trying to balance that out and really trying to find yourself. And so that's what that story is about. But Charles Melton is also in Riverdale. I think he's a big character there. A few musical people that made an appearance in this that I definitely wasn't expecting. Number one was DJ Khaled. He had this really funny scene with Will Smith, and I'm not going to spoil anything. This is going to be spoiler-free. And so, yeah, they have a funny scene together, so try to keep an eye out for him, because I almost overlooked it. I was like, oh no, dang, that's Khaled right there. Another person that you probably won't recognize unless you're into reggaeton, which is Nicky Jam. He has a pretty big role, bigger than DJ Khaled, which I found was interesting, so I thought that was pretty cool. Another character kind of on that Latin vibe there. Actually, two of them, Kate del Castillo and Paola Nunez. Both are from Spanish soap operas or novellas. And so while I didn't recognize Paola Nunez, which, by the way, she is just a smoke show. Absolutely a very, very attractive woman. Anyways, so is Kate Del Castillo, but I don't know. I just favored Paola and Nunez just a little bit more. But aside from that, I actually did recognize Kate Del Castillo. She's been in a lot of novelas. And so I was like, man, I was like, I know this girl from somewhere, and I couldn't think of it. So I definitely looked her up, and I was like, oh, yep, my mom watched that one. My mom is watching that one. And so I thought that was pretty cool, pretty funny. And they casted those roles perfectly, I think. They definitely needed that extra Latin vibe to them to carry those characters onto the screen. Now, if I had to pick my favorite characters from the movie, or the one that I found the most entertaining, obviously, you got to go with Will Smith and Marcus. I kind of see them as one. They're just a great duo. Their chemistry is always the best. But shying away from the main characters, maybe one of the side characters, I'd have to go with old Viking Bjorn Alexander Ludwig. His character is just really funny. And you'll end up seeing it, some of the stuff that he goes through, like the therapy stuff, and it's just really funny. It's not a role that you would have thought he was going to be in, and then it kind of takes a different angle. One thing I did want to mention that I kind of didn't bring up in the previous one was some of the cinematography. Some of the shots are absolutely stunning. Some of them are Michael Bay-esque, right? You know, you got your slow-mo, your serious close-up on the faces. But then there's a couple scenes. There's one in particular where there's, what's her name's character? Rita's character. Oh, what is her freaking name? Why am I? Oh, Paola Nunez. Sorry, guys. I blanked out there. Paola Nunez is shooting somebody on a floor above them. And the way they angle the camera to follow her was just absolutely so cool. So I definitely like that. That's one thing I didn't mention in the previous recording of this Bad Boys instant reaction. That's not instant anymore. But yeah, moving away from the cast, let's talk about the production, right? The directors. I mentioned that the movie is Michael Bay-esque. So Michael Bay did not actually record this, or did not actually direct this. Obviously, he didn't record it. But anyways, he did not direct this. This was actually directed by two young Moroccan duo, very, very well known in Belgium, Bilal Fallah and Adil El Arbi. Arbi? Arbil. I don't know. I probably butchered those names, and I apologize, gentlemen, if y'all are listening, because I know y'all are. But they've directed a few things. Gangsta, Broders. There's a bunch of other stuff. They've gotten a few awards for their stuff, too. The stuff that I actually recognized them from was a show called Snowfall. And if you haven't watched that show, it's actually a great show. They only directed two episodes, but I think the pilot and then another one. But the show is the premise of that show is basically the rise of crack in LA. And so it kind of journeys this young black kid who, although he's a drug dealer, you side with him, you want him to win. It also has, you know, ties into the CIA, guerrilla warfare, cartels. Like, it's a really, really interesting show, really well done. I forget which, I think it's on FX. I'm pretty positive it's on FX. So if you do get a chance or looking for something new, something along those lines, even maybe not along those lines, it's a really entertaining show, and I highly suggest it. But that's where I recognize them. Michael Bay did give them some advice. And I read this article, right? The advice was, quote, "Don't fuck up my baby," end quote. So I think that's pretty funny. I'm gonna kind of segue into this next point. I don't think they fucked it up. I think they did a good job. That's why I called it a Michael Bay-esque type movie. It's basically, if I would describe the movie in one sentence, is someone, either the directors or the writers or both, watched Bad Boys 1, watched Bad Boys 2, and then just pulled the best stuff from that movie and put it into 3. And it actually has a plot. So that's, you know, pretty cool. It's like, oh, you can do all the action stuff and still give me a plot? Awesome. There's also a big twist in it. I won't reveal what it is here. Saw it coming from a mile away. Maybe not a mile away, but pretty early on, like right before I turned over to my buddy Angel and was like, shout out Angel, that's who I went to go watch the movie. I actually watched this movie with Angel right, what was it? It was the day after my birthday. And so I was at lunch with the parents, hit him up, theater was right down the road. He said, yes, we watched it. Great, great show. Always a good time to hang out with him. He's a big fan of the series too, so shout out Angel. Yeah, the movie is fun. There's a lot of references and callbacks or Easter eggs, if you will, to the previous films. So if you're a big fan of them, then you would definitely recognize some of them. Without ruining anything, you know, one of the things that'll jump out to you was, if you remember this from the second film, it's like, how old are you? 15, Mr. Burnett. motherfucker, you at least 30. If you remember that scene, it'll carry back over into this, and it's just absolutely hilarious. I was dying laughing. The entire theater was just laughing their asses off. I really enjoyed that part. But there's a lot of moments like that. There's a lot of nostalgia that I feel like they're pulling from. And so that's why I'm happy that I'm doing this review and doing it on the podcast, because it does tie into, you know, our theme, nerd nostalgia. Doesn't always have to be about nerd stuff, right? Even though I personally think you could nerd out about anything. Oh, you're into sports and you do fantasy football and, you know everybody's stats and how many fucking yards Arian Foster ran in 2016 and how many touchdowns he had, or, you know, Deshaun Watson. I'm going with Texans players, y'all, because I'm a Houstonian. But, you know, Deshaun Watson threw for X amount of yards. Like, if you know that stuff, you're still a fucking nerd. Sorry. I love you. Welcome to the club. It's just people like to nerd out about different things. And so, nerd out, geek out, whatever the case may be. But overall, the movie was super fun. Again, it plays into that nostalgia. Really enjoyed it. If I had to give it a rating, I would give it a solid 8. And I'll explain why. I don't give it the 2 extra points. I think it definitely had the potential to. But there's a couple things that kind of are lackluster for me, or they just completely missed. But it was doing pretty well. I think they were 7.4 on IMDb. 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, and then 93% of people liked the movie on Google reviews, including myself. I gave it the old thumbs up. So, you know, those are pretty good numbers. You know, nothing crazy, nothing groundbreaking, but I think a solid 8, 7.8 to 8, that's the range I would give it. It's definitely a fun film for sure. Now, the reason I didn't score it any higher was simply because I'm not a big fan of the super explosions. So, like, you know, you shoot the car once and it fucking just does this ginormous explosion and flips over and stuff. I'm not a fan of that. I like the realism where, like, oh, you gotta unload a clip, or you gotta, you know, throw a Molotov in there, and then it'll kind of blow up and give you that fire that you're looking for. So there's a couple times where they do that. Kind of cheesy, but I can't be mad at it, because that's what this franchise is kind of about too. Like, some of that cheesiness, that extraness. That kind of, like, you know, from plays in from like the 90s and the big explosions and stuff, and whenever they, I guess, discovered that they can do that stuff. I don't know. So that was one of the reasons. And then the second one has to do with something that they overlooked or missed, or maybe I missed it in the movie. I'd have to go watch it again. But in Bad Boys 1, it's the driving scene where they're racing against the bad guy, and there's like a slit, like a crack that they have to get into, right? And so it's basically a race, and he's like, punch it, man, punch it. And so they're driving, and then they end up winning. The other guy crashes, and Will Smith's character, Mike, is like, now that's how you drive. From now on, that's how you drive. In the second movie, it was all about shooting and not wanting to kill people with Marcus's character. And finally, he domes a dude, right? And then Will Smith's character, my next partner, oh, that's how he's going to shoot. That's how you're supposed to shoot. So I kind of missed that. I wish they would have done something for this third one. I think that would have been funny, would have been cool, would have been one extra nostalgia point. But overall, it's a super fun movie. If you're a fan of the films, if you're a fan of the franchise, if you're a fan of these characters, or if even these actors, I think you'll really enjoy it. Their on-screen chemistry is just, it's still there. It's like they didn't even skip a beat, basically. It was really awesome. So if you're into that, then you're going to like this movie a lot. It was really fun. And like I said, if you grew up on it, then you're going to love it. So I think that's it. I'm going to wrap that up. I hope you guys enjoyed the review. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Go watch the movie. It's really fun. Tell me what you think. We actually have a Facebook group, Nerd Nostalgia. Go find us on Instagram, nerd.nostalgia. We have a YouTube channel, Nerd Nostalgia Podcast. So yeah, just type in Nerd Nostalgia Podcast and we'll more than likely pop up on all of the social platforms and stuff. So absolutely, I think that's it. I'm going to wrap it up. If you already haven't dropped a subscription on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, please do so. That's going to help us out. That's pretty much it. I'm just going to wrap it up there. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.